Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about the hidden costs of daylight saving time. It's more than just losing an hour of sleep.
Right? I always feel it. But this article really lays out the impact. What exactly are the main issues highlighted?
Well, huge economic losses. Think about it. $411 billion annually. That's a staggering number. Lost productivity, increased healthcare costs, all due to sleep deprivation.
Wow, $411 billion. That's mind-blowing. But how does daylight saving time contribute to these issues?
Our bodies operate on circadian rhythms. Daylight saving time disrupts this natural cycle, messing with our sleep patterns and making us more prone to accidents, health problems, even fatal errors.
I see. Interesting. The article mentions some pretty dramatic examples like the Challenger disaster and the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Powerful stuff.
Exactly. Those incidents highlight the very real dangers of sleep deprivation. Although not directly caused by daylight saving time, they illustrate the severe consequences of fatigue-related errors, and daylight saving time exacerbates these risks.
Got it. The article also talks a lot about teenagers and early school start times.
Oh, absolutely. Teens are already sleep-deprived, and early school start times make it even worse. It's a recipe for lower grades, drowsy driving, and increased mental health issues.
So what are the solutions? How do we address these problems?
The article advocates for two main solutions: permanent standard time, aligning our clocks with the natural cycle of the sun, and later school start times, recognizing teenagers' biological clocks.
I understand about standard time, but I'm a bit skeptical about later school starts. Won't that create logistical nightmares with busing and after-school activities?
That's a common concern, but studies show that optimized bus routes can offset extra costs, even leading to cost savings like in Boston, where they saved $5 million a year. Not only that, but it also aligns better with teenagers' sleep cycles. It's not an insurmountable problem. We just need to rethink how we organize things.
Interesting point. The article mentions some countries that have tried permanent daylight saving time and reversed course.
Yes, places like Russia, the UK, and Portugal. They all experienced negative consequences and ultimately switched back.
So, it seems like the evidence against daylight saving time is pretty strong. What's the next step? What needs to happen for these changes to be implemented?
Congressional action is key for nationwide change. However, states can individually adopt permanent standard time, like Arizona and Hawaii have already done. This is a great example for the rest of the country. Ultimately, implementing these solutions is about prioritizing public health, safety, and well-being. It's about recognizing that aligning our schedules with our natural rhythms is not just beneficial, but essential. And with that, we conclude our discussion. Thank you for joining us.
Goodbye.